This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to hold talks in Moscow today in a bid to help de-escalate the tense situation around Ukraine. Jackie Quinn has more from Associated Press.
Leader of France holds talks in Moscow. The U.S. president is hosting Germany's leader today at the White House. With White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Fox News warning Russia could invade Ukraine any day.
We are in the window.
President Biden will be meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Washington, focusing on the standoff. In 2015, France and Germany were able to broker a peace deal for eastern Ukraine to end hostilities between Ukrainian and Russian-backed forces. Scholz, after meeting with President Biden today, next week will travel to Kyiv and Moscow. French President Emmanuel Macron, before heading to Moscow, spoke with President Biden by phone, saying that they discussed ongoing diplomatic and deterrence efforts in response to Russia's military buildup along Ukraine's borders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden said yesterday he would not speculate on further steps his administration is willing to take amid ongoing tensions with Russia over Ukraine. As he returned to the White House, Mr. Biden told reporters what Russian President Vladimir Putin was seeking.
I think things he cannot get.
Diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis are ongoing. A few dozen elite troops and equipment from the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division have landed in southeastern Poland near the border with Ukraine. Hundreds more troops are still expected. President Biden has ordered the deployment of 1,700 soldiers to Poland amid fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The elite airborne infantry troops arrived on Sunday at the airport 90 kilometers from the border. This is VOA News. The Iranian foreign minister said that Tuesday that Iran would continue its efforts to reach a deal with world powers over the 2015 nuclear deal. Talks to revive Iran's tattered 2015 agreement are resuming on Tuesday after breaking off for a bit over a week for diplomats to return home for consultations. Speaking in Tehran, Finnish Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto said he welcomed resumption of the talks.
Finland also welcomes the resumption of Vienna negotiations, the GCPA negotiations, and we call on all parties to meaningfully engage in the talks in order to reach a timely conclusion.
The United States pulled out of the Vienna Accord in 2018 under then-President Donald Trump and reimposed heavy sanctions on Iran. Tehran has responded by increasing the purity and amounts of uranium it enriches in stockpiles in breach of the accord. U.S. President Joe Biden has signaled that he does want to rejoin the deal. The International Olympic Committee released a statement on Monday saying its president Thomas Bach had met with Chinese tennis player Peng Shuai on the sidelines of the Beijing Winter Olympics. IOC spokesperson Mark Adams read the statement in a Beijing press conference saying Bach had dinner with Peng on Saturday. That was the day after China's president opened the Winter Olympics in Beijing that have been overshadowed by internal concerns about Chinese human rights abuses and Peng's situation. Now, the IOC said Peng also attended the China-Norway Olympic curling match with IOC member Kirsty Coventry of Zimbabwe.
So we as a sports organization are doing everything to ensure that she is happy, and I don't think it's up for us to be able to judge in one way, just as it's not for you to judge either in one way or another.
Fears for Peng's welfare were first raised in November after she accused a high-ranking Chinese official of sexual assault on her verified account on a leading Chinese social media platform. Many Asian countries are facing a spike in COVID-19 infections after the widely celebrated Lunar New Year holidays, as health officials grapple with the highly transmissible Omicron variant and expectations that numbers will continue to rise in coming weeks. The Lunar New Year, which is China's biggest holiday, was celebrated across Asia on February the 1st, even as pandemic restrictions in many countries kept crowds and family outings to a minimum. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Joe Palca, VOA News.